The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our planet.
Thank you for joining us on the last day of the month, which is also the last day of our celebrating 10 years on the Voice America Network.
Yep.
So welcome to being here.
Yes, welcome to being here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and summer is coming.
It is.
Faster than you can believe.
Boy, blink.
Blink.
Next season, blink.
Next life, blink.
An Augenblick. A blink of the eye.
In any event, today's episode of Being Here is the freedom to be yourself. And I like this quote from Joseph Campbell. The privilege of a lifetime is being who you are.
That is so beautiful.
It's cool.
It really is a privilege to be yourself. Many of us have been lost at one time or another, and perhaps still are, in resisting someone, not being like our parents, not being like the community we grew up in, as opposed to allowing ourselves to be uniquely ourselves.
You know, I'm looking out the window, and it's a beautiful sunny day here, and I'm looking at the different trees that exist in my backyard, my front yard, depending on the point of view. And I see this red maple tree, and on the other side of it, there's an oak tree, and the oak tree is so much bigger than the red maple, but they're both perfect trees. And down below in the garden, there are shrubs, you know, like azaleas, and they are perfect as well. See, the thing is, we frequently wish we were different than who we were born into. We think that our lineage, our heritage is a mistake, rather than it's an asset, rather than we've been here since the beginning of life on this planet, and we've evolved into who we are. It isn't like we were just born when we showed up here however many years ago it says on your birth certificate. You know, life is amazing when you stop fighting and start enjoying being who you are, where you are, as opposed to thinking you ought to have things different than they are.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Are you listening as Shia is speaking and now as I am speaking? It's about really absorbing the words, absorbing the essence of what is being said, as opposed to picking it apart. Picking on yourself, picking on someone else, similar root. It's all in the picking. Yes. See if you can today really engage fully to hear what's being said.
Listen as though what you're hearing is what you want to hear, rather than you need to find fault with it.
If you listen in that manner,
it will pull you into current time.
And it will set you up for the freedom to be yourself.
And transformation happens when you get into current time. It doesn't happen as a thought process. You cannot think yourself into enlightenment.
Or well-being.
That's why there are all these college professor and Zen master stories that exist out there. Because the college professor is always trying to think of the right things, whereas Zen is about being where you are. Anyway, that's it on me.
That is. I wanted to tell a little story about me.
Tell a story about you. My favorite thing to listen to you tell stories about you.
On a recent Monday night, our friend Andy got up and he was talking about how excited he was that he was suddenly taking control of his weight, his health. He had been inspired to work with our friend Aaron, who lives in a totally different part of the United States, as in Andy lives in Brooklyn and Aaron lives...
Boulder, is it? Or
he's out in Colorado. But they have phone sessions, Skype sessions, and Aaron has become a very effective personal trainer for him. So that's a shout out for you, Aaron. And I noticed several things. I noticed that Andy was not very overweight to begin with in most people's opinion. So the people who were not being attentive to their weight had a hard time listening to Andy without picking on themselves or without picking on him, because it was like, oh, be quiet already. You didn't have so far to go. It's not that they said that out loud, but there was a quality in the listening that shifted where they could not simply be happy for him because he found an access way into his own physical well-being. I found something very interesting for myself today. In that, I just really engaged to listen to him. And today I woke up and I was like, I can handle that. I can handle it because my weight's been creeping up slowly. It's not a big deal. It's not an issue, but it's something I've had attention on. I thought, well, all I have to do is be honest and address it, and it's over. I can either pick on myself and my thoughts for what I think I should be doing, or I can let it go, which is what I did for a period of time until I was ready to address my weight. And today I'm like, I'll just eat differently, comport differently. It was very lovely. It's not about being a different me. It's about recognizing that I'm perfect. I'm perfect at this weight. I was perfect last week when I didn't feel like attending to it. And I'm be perfect if I lose a few pounds. It's all perfect. Our approach is anthropological. It is about noticing how you are rather than judging and evaluating how you are. We have some callers holding. Should we take the first one?
Yes, let's.
Christian, where are you calling in from today?
Hey guys, I'm calling in today from Hamburg, Germany.
All right.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Oh, so good to be on the show today. I was wondering, like a few days ago, I went out on a date to discover someone I met online. And it's like something I discovered was like that I like intuitively, or what makes me wonder is that I like intuitively get like a no or a feeling about the person when I start chatting with them online, and that I get a sense of the person and almost like listening, and then I'm like, I intuitively know how I would feel with this person. And then I was like, maybe I should go out on a date. Maybe it's different. And then I went out on a date with this person, and it turned out that we are not a fit. And then I was like, how can I go on with online dating when I know already when I'm writing with a person how it's going to turning out?
Well, that's pretty good. If you have an intuitive hit that, about how things are going to turn out, then you don't necessarily have to go down those roads that have no joy in the end.
Now, it's perfect that you went. You did an experiment. You had an experience. You thought, wow, can I really get the essence of the person from chatting back and forth online?
Absolutely, you can.
The answer is absolutely. You can really get a sense of somebody.
And look, here's the thing. Ariel and I have been together for 35 years. Before I met Ariel, I had been married for a while, like 14 years. I had dated many, many other women. And on our first date, something was so different in my experience of my okayness being with Ariel that I told her that she was the person for me in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So, I had a lot of less than wonderful dates, hundreds, maybe thousands prior to that. So I'd give yourself a break, man.
Well, I'll tell you what it occurs to me that you may not be adding in or looking at on this, Christian. You ready?
Yes, I am.
If you were so busy with potential dates, if you had 10 potential dates for this week and 7 possible slots, would you have gone out with that person?
Sorry, I don't follow your question.
Okay. If you
Let's
had...
Let's say you're corresponding with 10 people.
And...
Yes.
And you had the feeling that this one wasn't so great. Would you have gone out with them if you had 10 other alternative people to go out with?
And you only had 7 potential openings for dates.
No, I wouldn't have been out with this person, no.
Well, it is, first of all, you didn't do it wrong. I think it's great that you did that experiment for yourself. But maybe additionally, you could see that you just aren't corresponding with enough people, that it's, you're not casting a wide enough net to see, you know, who's out there and how you feel with them. Because if you had, you know, right prior to Shia, it was before online dating, so it was pretty in person. I was dating several people, and I've told this before, I'm sure, but, you know, with one person I felt pretty physically, sexually suppressed. With another person, I was clumsy. Everywhere I went with this person, I was tripping. With another person, I felt less than self-expressive, kind of dishonest, like I was hiding things. Like I actually left on my answering machine at home, hey, if this is Shia and you want to get together tonight, leave me a message and I'll be home by 10. Whilst I was on a date with this other person, I mean, I wasn't a very honest person back then, but that was something I had never done before.
You were an honest person back then.
But the
you really
difference
were.
I was, I've always been honest.
That's right. You were honest.
But different parts of me came forward whilst in the company of...
different people.
Where I was, didn't feel like I could be fully self-expressive here or physically adept there. But I got to know myself because I got to have several people in my proximity within succession, which allowed me to discover where I felt well in myself rather than thinking, gosh, I'm no good at this dating thing.
yes, I was like just focused like on this person.
Right. Yes. Well, that's always a recipe for disaster, Christian. You know, when you think, oh, when this comes, when I'm with that person, it will be better. Well, you see, the truth of the matter is, where you are, whether you're with somebody right now or not, it's all perfect. This moment is perfect. And there are people that you will work better with, feel better about yourself with. And so you should date people that you feel good about being with yourself, with them.
One of the things I love about our community is that in this community, there are people who have dated each other, discovered that they are not a fit. They've gone on to date other people who are now in the community, and they've moved on to being happily married. And everybody is friendly, but it's not like they stopped when they connected up with somebody that it didn't feel right with. And it didn't mean that person they were dating was not a good person or that they weren't a good person. It was just that they weren't a fit.
Cool.
Hey.
That's really cool.
It is really cool.
Thank you so much for calling in.
And thanks
Thank
for being.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's been fun celebrating the our 10 years with you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Bye. We have another caller.
Let's take her. Renat, where are you today?
Hey, I'm in Switzerland.
Hey, how is Switzerland?
Switzerland is good.
Good.
Good. I love to hear how you say good. It's good.
Yes.
What can we do for you, dear?
I'm in the midst of my master's degree in nursing.
Uh-huh.
And I also work part-time in the eye care hospital.
Right.
And it's so fun to see, like, when I when my mind is occupied with, oh, I have to do so much and this and this. And on the other side, when I manage to just do the stuff and be there. So it's good to see, like, when I go down this path and when I can really engage and be there, what's here for me.
I love it. I have a question for you.
Yes.
We took you pretty much at the end of this segment.
We have a break that's coming up now. Can you join us when we get back from the break?
Sure, I'd love to.
Excellent. Okay, so come join us, and Renat, we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We are back at Monday Night Alive in New York City. Coming up this Monday, the 5th, And then we have the privilege of the International Teleseminar on Tuesday the 6th. So if you're in the New York area and would like to join us, or if you'd like to be a part of our International Teleseminar, you can find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Then we've got the weekend coming up, Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment.
What a fun way to really start the summer.
Right. And that's June 9th, 10th, and 11th in New York City.
Right. Then we're off to Cambridge. We'll be going there for June 30th, July 1st, and 2nd. We'll be doing Excellence, Well-Being, and Satisfaction, The Art of Being Yourself. And if you want to join us also in the fall, there's the Freedom to Breathe and the Power of Listening. You know what else? It occurred to me while we were speaking to Christian that at the beginning of August, we're doing the Creativity and Intuition course. It really doesn't matter what weekend you jump into. If you have a desire to be with us, find a course that works for you, register, and come. You can find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
And we're talking with Renat.
Yes, Miss Renat.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, it occurred to me a couple of things that you might not have been thinking about in regards to how from time to time you think, oh, I have so much to do or too much to do. You ready?
Yes.
When you disengage, that is when those thought processes come.
They're like a screensaver on your computer screen. They show up when your computer goes idle for a while. So when you're not fully engaged, that's when you have the thoughts that you have too much to do.
When we first got a computer, you really needed the screensavers because if they stayed on, the words or the image would burn into the screen. And I remember one of the early screensavers had flying toasters. It was so funny. And I used to watch those flying toasters go by. Your complaints really don't mean anything more significant than flying toasters.
Right.
It's a funny picture, too.
It is a funny picture. You know, the other thing, too, is you're surrounded by people who think. And then when you disengage, it's like tuning into the communal mindset.
And most people think they have too much to do rather than do what is needed to be done. You know, if you look around you and see what's needed and just do it rather than think about it or think whether you want to or not, then your to-do list will get much shorter.
I like it.
Yeah, so do I.
That's great. That's really good.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. It's really lovely hearing your voice. And how much longer do you have to go on this project to get your master's?
In summer, it's still going to go 3 years.
Uh-huh. So it will
keep me busy.
You may as well enjoy it because you have quite a bit of time ahead of you to play there.
And if you enjoy it, rather than do it as something to do and get over with, you'll be much more skillful in your nursing.
Wow.
Because otherwise you'll do it to keep you busy now, but with an eye to the future, thinking that in the future, when you get your degree, it will save you somehow.
It'll be better. It's never, you know, Ariel and I once went to, where was it? Guatemala. Which was supposed to be this incredible sailfish fishery that we were going to go fishing at. And we were in Costa Rica fishing for sailfish, and there were a few there, but it wasn't like Guatemala, which is supposed to have hundreds and hundreds of fish. So we went to, we were out fishing in Costa Rica, and we said, well, when we get to Guatemala, it'll get better. Except when we got there, it was a bad week, and there were no fish. In fact, the captain canceled one day of fishing. So thinking things are going to get better in the future. Not necessarily so.
I like it. And
good.
You have like this this wonderful calendar.
Yeah, our calendar.
Where in May, the whole month is this parrot.
Right.
And the quote down there is, procrastination stops when you start.
Yes.
And I love it. Because I have a lot of essays to write, or I can do the writing of a lot of essays. And it is sometimes quite challenging because it's something new, because in statistics I haven't done this system before. But when I sit down and start, the things are coming together like a puzzle. And so this quote is really, it really inspired me.
Well, that's great.
I know that we have a couple other callers waiting, but it just also occurs to me that if you're complaining and you get lost in the complaints, it saves you from having to confront those things that you don't know how to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you are just including those thoughts, bypassing, stepping in. Those thoughts are always there on tap. They're not a problem. They're just a reflexive thing that happens when you're disengaged.
That's it. They're always there when you disengage. They're not there when you're engaged.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, thanks.
Excellent. Let's take
Zoe.
Zoe, where are you?
Hi, I'm in Manhattan in my apartment in Harlem.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's really great to be on the call with you, and I loved listening to you guys talk to Renat. I really related to it. I'm also a graduate student, but I only have 3 weeks left of my program, so I'm really there's kind of a crunch happening for me where I've been having this thought that I just have too much work, and you know I have a very intense workload and it's too much. And it was just really great to hear you guys talk to her and to hear that it's really just a sign that I'm disengaged when I have those thoughts.
Yeah. Hey, so what are you getting your degree in?
I'm getting my degree in education for students with disabilities.
Okay. And now is this your bachelor's or your master's?
This is my master's degree.
Excellent.
So I'm also a teacher. I'm a special educator, which means that I teach students who have different kinds of special learning needs, like learning disabilities, or they might have dyslexia, or different kinds of things that require a little extra help or different kinds of support.
That's great. You know, things like that didn't exist when I went to school. That was a long time ago. I smile inside when I hear you talking about doing something a little extra to take care of kids who don't learn the way other kids learn naturally.
Yeah, you know, it's really cool, Shia, because I didn't realize that this is what I wanted to do with my life at all. I got my undergrad degree in fine art, and I always thought that I wanted to be a painter. I wanted to be an artist. And I applied to this program really just because they were offering free or a very discounted master's program. If you did this program and worked in a school for a couple of years. And I just thought, okay, well, I'm not getting any art jobs. Let me try this. It was really, I didn't think I wanted it. And it's very funny to look back at that decision I made about 2.5 years ago and to see I was picking the exact perfect profession for me. This is exactly what I want to be doing. It's very cool.
That's so cool.
Gives me goosebumps. Yeah.
Got me smiling. Tears in my eyes. That's great. Well, you know, anything you do as though it's your idea pays huge dividends in well-being.
You know, and it's entirely possible that, like we were speaking earlier with Christian about, you're more intuitive than you know, and you had to just use, oh, let me do this conversation to give yourself permission to do what you wanted to do in the first place.
And that doesn't mean you can't play with your art as a avocation.
Or even within teaching students.
Or even have a secondary career at some point.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love that because I definitely, when I first started teaching, I had the idea that it was a day job. As much as I loved it, and, you know, even from the very beginning, I was very invested in it, even when I was pretending it was just a day job for me. But as I've gotten a little more comfortable, I'm now towards the end of my second year of teaching, I do find that things feel a little bit easier and there is some time to draw and to paint and to do those things that I did put aside for a little while just because I was learning something so new and it was taking up so much time. So it's been really cool to add that back into my life.
You know, it's interesting as you say that because recently, back in the spring, we did our courses in Hamburg, and then we went with our friends Ralph and Arna to see their show in Cologne, which is in German, but we don't understand the Cologne dialect, much less much German, but it was hysterically funny anyway. And we had plenty of time in the car on the way from Hamburg to Cologne to talk with Ralph and Arna, plus a couple days to hang out with them. And Ralph writes all of their shows, and they're very different, very clever, very funny. And he said something interesting to me that I think would be of use to you. He said sometimes when he feels like he's not moving along or he has a bit of a block or he's done with, he doesn't see where to go next, he breaks out his colored pens and he doodles in colors in the margin, or he writes words in color, and something about drawing shapes and colors and basically turning it into fun and art has that creative thing flow again. So as you're talking about crunch time here, the last 3 weeks of your program, maybe you need to include some of that artisticness that you have rather than be so serious.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're having fun, it's a lot easier to learn than if you're struggling to get it crammed in there.
Wow. That is so cool. I love that because, you know, I love my job and I have been really enjoying what I've been up to, but I also have been feeling very serious and like this is hard work. I have to get it done. And yeah, the word crunch definitely, it's telling that I chose that because, it has, I love the possibility of adding in a little creativity and remembering to have fun with it.
Right. Notice how you say a little creativity. I mean, more than a little would be frivolous. You might not get your work done.
Right. Very cool. I do have that idea, like just a little or else you'll be irresponsible.
Well, maybe you're irresponsible when you're too serious. Maybe that's where you become irresponsible. You know, responsibility involves taking into account everything that's happening around you and being appropriate. And if you're seriously doing what you do to get it over with, to get it crammed in there, you got to include your life in your life. You got to be willing to have a life while you're doing what you're doing. Otherwise, what's the point?
You know, being serious is a result of judging yourself as if you're not doing your life perfectly.
And, you know, when you are being yourself, you are appropriate to the circumstances of your life. When you're driven by an idea about how you need to be, then you become inappropriate to your life, because the idea then makes you officious.
Oh, wow.
I'll explain that word when we come back from the break. Will you come back from the break with us?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shaya invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. Now, back to being here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to being here.
It is not too early to be thinking of joining us in Costa Rica, January of 2018. Spaces are filling. We have a very few spots left. If you want to join us, you need to do a weekend with us first. But wow, immersion courses in Costa Rica in transformation and being here. What fun.
Yeah.
Really.
Great food, great people, great accommodations. Great, 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 great.
Are you on our email list? Are you part of the Excellence Club? If you're not, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com/taste of excellence, and you'll get a free gift from us. It has videos. It has an article, has questions from a subscriber that we've answered, and it has links to some of our more popular episodes of the show, some of the fan favorites. So if you'd like to be a part of our Excellence Club and get email newsletters each month from us that have information such as what courses are upcoming, articles of the month, videos of the month, go in and sign up. Put in your email address and join us. It would be really a treat to have you. All right. We are speaking
talking with Zoe.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. So what did I promise I'd do, Zoe?
You promised that you would define officiousness.
Officious is somebody who uses their position to dominate other people rather than be appropriate to the current moment and what is appropriate. They use their position of authority to dominate others.
Yes.
You wouldn't want to be that.
No. But although I recognize it in myself, did I say I was a teacher? Yes.
Yes, you did.
And I feel that when I am, there's times where I'm trying to be what I think a good teacher would be and trying to have my class in order where I become officious.
Exactly. And that is the one thing that most students rebel against.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. Right. We're working on a new book project. One of the chapters, it's a compilation of things that people have sent us about their transformational moments. And yours was one of the very first, if not the very first, that we picked. It's called a transformational teaching moment. And I won't give all the details of it, but it is the difference in there was you had originally tried to get a young gal to learn something. And the other was when you relaxed and employed your creativity, it was fun. She was inspired. The student teacher near you was inspired to volunteer her time to teach this girl after school. There is something about you that ignites the passion of other people when you just let yourself relax and be yourself as opposed to try to be your kid's version of what an adult responsible person looks like.
Right. Thank you so much for reminding me of that. Because there's times where I feel like that is not enough or somehow it's too silly or it's not professional. It's not being a real teacher.
And you are definitely enough.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing, Zoe, I said this recently on one of the international calls. I realized it was about 10 minutes before the teleseminar, and I had a whole bunch of things I needed to accomplish before the call started. You know what I did?
What?
I slowed down. And I got everything done elegantly and without franticity. So I recommend that as you do this, because you can trust yourself to engage fully, but while you're there, you may as well slow down and enjoy this time as opposed to try and get through it and try and get over it. And then when you walk into class, you'll be a living, breathing example of
possibility of what's possible.
Wow.
For a person.
And you know what? I love that you said you didn't think it was enough and that you thought it was too silly. Most people underestimate their skills. They think that just simply being themselves is not enough. You know, recently we have a number of friends in our community, because it's rather wide, that have some health issues. Either they have something that is like with their immune system that may take years to clear. And so their energy is not what they think it should be. So when they're feeling low energy to them, that's not enough. And me just being here is not enough. And that's not true. You are perfect. In this moment, you are a perfect Zoe.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the reminder, and I just feel so re-energized, and the list of things that I know I need to accomplish tonight, I just feel like I I can trust myself to do it.
Yeah, you can trust yourself.
And
that's,
you know,
very
what?
Well,
yeah.
Said.
If you need to take
Thank
a
you.
Break and draw a picture to clear your head,
do that.
And then come back and be renewed. You always get
yeah.
it.
What was that?
You know, I said, you always get it done. You know when you talk to yourself about whether or not you're going to accomplish something? It's like, I always get it done. So I can skip the part where I second-guess myself right up to doing the task in a timely manner.
Well, you know, I equate the whole thing to spade casting with a fly rod. When I think about how to do it, I never make good casts. But when I
right.
let my body and my being express itself, it just happens naturally.
It's poetry in motion.
It's poetry in motion.
That is so cool.
Thanks for calling in and being a part of the show today. It's
yes.
been a great month celebrating 10 years on the Voice America Network. Who knows where we go from here? Maybe
yeah,
another
thank
time.
You so much.
I hope so.
You're welcome. Hey, we have one more caller. Let's take her.
Anina?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
And where is here?
Here tonight is Basel in Switzerland.
Basel?
Basel.
Yeah,
welcome
not
to
in
the
tune
show.
This time.
No tune. You're,
no
you're
tune
Basel.
Today.
You're out of tune?
No, Basel.
You know, whenever you say you live in tune, I always want to make jokes about that. Like, are you singing in tune? And Shai just said, are you out of tune? I love
Or are you a Looney Tune?
I love the name of your town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually, it's the counter program to your show, because your show is being here, and tune is doing.
Ah.
With the next rage.
So
yeah.
Is that in Swiss German?
Yeah, it's actually also in German. Tun uh-huh. is to do, but uh-huh. then you wouldn't write it with an H.
Ah,
so you're
many
being
people make
in tune.
So
I like
a,
it.
There is a lot of puns with tune, the name of the city, and doing.
Yes, uh-huh. I understand.
Well, thank you. That was fun.
So
yes,
you know,
that was
the
fun.
Truth of the matter is, Anina, you can be in tune. You
yes.
can be whilst doing the things that you do.
Yes. Yes, that's so true.
Yes,
yeah,
it
and,
is.
And, yes. And I don't really have a question about the freedom to be myself. But
okay.
When I listen to the other callers, I just realized that I have recently restarted my own physio business, and
uh-huh.
it's really started well. So there are quite a few people coming to see me.
You,
so
when you say physio business, you mean physical therapy?
Physical therapy, yes.
Okay, just making yes. sure that the English speaker listeners know what you meant.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, yeah. And so what I noticed tonight while listening was that I give myself the freedom to be myself allows my patients to be themselves.
Yes.
And, or actually gives them license to be themselves and to be okay with how they are at that specific moment.
Yes.
And I think that's part of the magic that happens. Yeah.
That is. You know,
yes.
I just say that it occurs to me I have been going to see my Pilates coach with more consistency than I have since I injured my arm a number of years ago. We happen to have been in town enough and my schedule, I set it up and I've gone. And the important thing for me has been to just get myself in the door. And then to be really respectful of how my body feels on that day, as opposed to try to make myself be more robust than I am, which is part of how I injured my shoulder in the first place. Like being able to take an assessment and say, you know, today I'm stronger, let's go more springs, or today I'm feeling like with a lot less energy, let's do something stretchy. So I think that's super wonderful that you're allowing your clients to simply be how they are and go from there.
Yeah. And I two things. One is that this also makes my job resistance free, which in itself is a very good or very helpful approach, because I've realized that so many therapy methods have in themselves a lot of resistance. Because they want to make things better, that meaning that they are not happy with the state as it is.
So, hold on for a second. This is very good. So you're saying that no matter how good a person's doing, if you have an idea of how they should be as opposed to how they are, you'll disregard their progress, thinking they need to do more or different or better.
Yes. Yes, or as the first principle of instantaneous transformation is, what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So if someone comes with pain, and they are very likely to resist it. So that's quite a normal thing, that people don't like to have pain, so they resist it.
Yes.
And if then I as their physical therapist, resist, they're having pain too, then there is hardly any chance that the pain can disappear or resolve.
And if you resist their resistance, if you don't like that they don't like it, if you don't want to hear, I don't like it,
then it stays, then you keep it in place.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the second principle is they can only come in that day exactly as they are. In pain or not in pain.
Yes.
And the third principle is, if you allow them to be exactly as they are, that pain can transform.
Yes.
Complete itself.
Yes.
Lose its power over their life. That is so cool. In fact,
that is so cool.
About 30 years ago, actually a little more than 30 years ago, I used to do a type of physical therapy where I took people out of pain by getting them to feel what they were feeling rather than resist it or intellectualize on it or give themselves reasons why they had it.
Or without trying to get rid of it.
Or without trying to get rid of it, and it would go away.
Yeah.
Sweet. Hey, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, it was wonderful talking with you.
Really a treat having you be a part of this show.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I also love celebrating this 10 years with you.
That's
really
great.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's such a gift.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, we highly recommend that you read our books.
Or listen to them. Clearly you like listening, or you wouldn't have made it till the end of the show.
Right.
They're all available through Audible or via Amazon. You can get our audiobooks. We have 5 books. You can check our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can see what they are.
And Practical Enlightenment, our most recent book, is now available in Spanish and German.
You know, if you've enjoyed this show, if you've enjoyed the month of shows, you can share them. You can share them on Facebook. You can link them up and send them via Twitter. Thanks for being our listener. We are going to be back next week, particularly because, hey, why not? Next week's show is called, Oh No, Here I Go Again. That's for all of you who ever find yourself upset yet once again. We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
Don't miss
being here.
hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.